Friends, look after friends. Squarehead hadn't seen the Hairy Scary for a couple of days. "Has anyone seen Hairy Scary?" he asked his friends playing by the swings. They all shook their heads, except for one little boy. "I saw him outside the library giving a hug to a little girl who scraped her knee." Squarehead and Chinwag the dog went to see whether they could find Hairy Scary by the library, but he wasn't there. "I saw him in the park," said an old square lady. "He was giving a hug to a little boy who fell off his bicycle." Squarehead and Chinwag went to the park, but Hairy Scary wasn't there. They found Squareness, who was watching a square caterpillar eat a leaf. "I saw him by the post office giving a hug to a square mum who had just had some bad news," said Squareness. The three of them went together to look for Hairy Scary by the post office, but he wasn't there either. Squarehead was getting worried about his big friend. It wasn't like him to be out of touch for so long. Chinwag sniffed the air, and he let out a bark which meant, "Follow me." Squarehead and Squareness followed Chinwag, who was clearly following a scent he recognized. It was late afternoon when they found the Hairy Scary, and the sun was just beginning to turn a beautiful warm orange color. He was sitting under a willow tree by the big lake. "Are you okay? We haven't seen you for a day or two," said Squarehead. The Hairy Scary was quiet for a moment, and then he sighed. Then he sighed again. "It's funny," he said, "but I hadn't thought about it until you asked. And now I think about it, I'm feeling a bit sad and not much fun to be around, which is probably why I haven't bothered you." Squarehead looked at Squareness and Chinwag, and they sat down either side of Hairy Scary. "What are you doing?" asked Hairy Scary. "We're sitting with you," said Squareness. "Because we're friends," said Squarehead. "Woof," said Chinwag. "And friends look after friends," said Squareness, having the last word. And they just sat quietly together and watched the sun setting, and the Hairy Scary was surprised how much better it made him feel. With acknowledgments to A.A. Milne and Winnie the Pooh during National Suicide Prevention Week.